Football Podcast.
What we're going to do now is we are going to be Luciano Spalletti, and we're going to choose our squad for the Euros now, Nima, both of us. And what makes it so difficult choosing a squad is I don't know myself if I'm Luciano Spalletti, whether I go with a 4-3-3 or a 3-4-2-1, because I was certain, for me, it was a certain no after the Venezuela game. I was like, there's no way we can use a 3-4-2-1. There's not enough time. But then they were more cohesive. They were more defensively solid against Ecuador. But there are still clear weaknesses in both systems. The attack remains not good enough for both systems. But I do feel like if we are going to use a back three, just use the entire inter block, Damian, Acerbi, Bastoni, and then, you know, like I said, the wing backs, maybe even play Bernova as well, and Di Marco. You've got Barella in midfield. I mean, that's six of the seven first outfield players are Interisti. So the squad, it will depend on what we're going to go for, basically. But let's go through it then. Let's choose our squad, our Italy squad for Euro 2024. Let's start with the goalkeeper. The goalkeeping department, and this is probably the easiest one to do. So I'm going to read out the shortlist first. The shortlist of goalkeepers are Donnarumma, Vicario, Meret, Provedel, Carnesecchi, Di Gregorio at a stretch. We have to pick three. My three are Donnarumma, Vicario, and then the only debate is who you take as your number three. I'm taking Carnesecchi. The only reason for that is the number three goalkeeper never plays in any tournament. I'd rather take a young goalkeeper that can gain a bit of experience, or, you know, could be in 10 years' time, but it's good to have some experience, gain some experience, rather than an older one that's, well, what's the point?
No, I tend to agree with that. I think that's usually what people do, don't they? I mean, they bring two established goalkeepers and they bring a young one so that he's used to having kind of, being used to, you know, for the future, should he continue having a great career, that he's been to a tournament already and knows what it's about and can draw on that experience. I'm happy with that. I mean, let's remember, it's not a 26-man squad, it's a 23-man squad. We can't have four goalkeepers. So yeah, three. For me, I'm okay with that. I don't have too many, too many issues with that. Although I would like to say that someone like Provedel probably deserves to get called up as well, given how well he's played.
Great.
But so, yeah, I mean, Di Gregorio has been outstanding. If we're going on form, he's had a fantastic season. I mean, I think, you know, together with Sommer, I mean, I think no one would disagree that they've probably been the best goalkeepers in the Serie A this season. I'm not too fussed, really. Donnarumma, Vicario, then Provedel, Carnesecchi, Di Gregorio, take a pick.
Yeah, agreed. Defenders. Now, usually when picking squads for a World Cup or a Euros, usually teams will pick an eight players, or usually nine players in defence. But obviously the formation comes into it here, and this is where it's difficult, because if you're picking a four-man defence, then, you know, if you're playing a four-man back four, then you might be okay with even picking four centre-backs, because if one of your full-backs can also play at centre-back as well, for example, in which case you could probably pick eight. But then if you're playing with three centre-backs, then you're going to need five. You're definitely going to need five centre-backs. And then you're going to probably need four wing-backs, unless some can double up on either side, like Cambiasso can. So it's going to be difficult. But if we assume... Let's assume that we're going to pick two right backs / right wing backs and two left backs / left wing backs. Let's start with the right. Who are your right-sided defenders? We're not talking centre backs here. We're talking full backs or wing backs. Who do you take?
Okay, wing backs. It's for me, it's Bellanova and it's Cambiasso. Those are my two.
Okay. And you're not picking Di Lorenzo, or you putting him as a right centre back.
He's a right centre back for me.
Okay, all right. Yeah. This is so tough for me. I really don't know. Like, because there's Di Lorenzo, there's Damian, there's Cambiasso, there's Bellanova. Now, Damian, I have to pick because I want the Inter block. So Damian has to be in it. Whether he's part of the centre-backs or whether he's part of the right, Damian has to be in it. Di Lorenzo, I just find it inconceivable that you can't take Di Lorenzo, as bad as his season's been. So I'm going to take Di Lorenzo, Damian, and then it has to be one between Bellanova and Cambiasso. Bellanova's performance, and I mean, if we're going for a 3-4-2-1, then I'm almost edging towards Bellanova because he's so devastating. So I'm going to go, I originally was going to go Cambiasso, now I'm going to go Bellanova. So Di Lorenzo, I'm going to pick three right backs, three right wing backs, Di Lorenzo, Damian and Bellanova. Left backs, Nima. Left wing backs.
Left wing backs, well, no, it's Udoji Di Marco. There's not really much to talk about. It's Udoji Di Marco. I'd probably bring in, if Spinazzola's fit, I'd probably have him as well because he can play on the right, he can play on the left, and he's very good, and he's got experience. But I mean, it's a 23-man squad, and I'm going to keep that spot open for when I know exactly, like how many number, if I got anyone over, got anyone left over.
Yeah, the other options on the left are Spinazzola and Biraghi. Really, Parisi's not in the reckoning now anymore. He doesn't play, so it's really out of those, and then Cambiasso as well. You know who you can put there, but I mean, I think it has to be Udoji and Di Marco, and there just isn't room to pick anyone else. Centre-backs. So the centre-back options are Bastoni, Acerbi, if he is available, Buongiorno, Scalvini, Mancini, Calafiori, Gatti, Romagnoli, and then, well, you're including Di Lorenzo and I assume Damian as well in the centre-backs because you're selecting yours. I'm assuming you're selecting yours as part of a three-man defence. Who are your centre-backs?
Right centre-back, Di Lorenzo, Damian. Centre-backs, Acerbi, Buongiorno. Left centre-backs, Bastoni, Calafiori.
Yeah. I would go for... Did you pick Acerbi? You said Acerbi.
Yeah, I said Acerbi.
Did you say Acerbi?
Yeah, I said Acerbi.
You said Acerbi, right. So we're assuming he's available. Yeah, so I'm going Bastoni. I want Calafiori.
Yeah,
I want Calafiori. Because I want someone with some pace. I'm going to go Bastoni and Calafiori as my left centre backs. My centre backs, I'm going to go for Acerbi, and I'm kind of torn now between Buongiorno and Mancini. After that Buongiorno horror show, I'm torn between Buongiorno and Mancini. What I can say is Scalvini, no, he's not in my squad. Nor's Gatti,
me neither.
Nor's Romagnoli.
Me neither. I think we have the same defenders.
I know this is a cop-out.
I think we have the same squad, like in terms of that. And I
the only debate for me is whether I go with Buongiorno or Mancini. That's my only difference between the two of us. Whether I go Buongiorno or whether I go Mancini, and I'm not sure. Plus, I'm very wary that. I think we've selected 10 defenders, I believe, and that's too many. Like, one of those is going to happen.
No, not necessarily.
Because we won't fit in 23 players.
Not necessarily, because, I mean, I've counted. It's 10, and then plus 3, that's 13. That means you've got 10 players left for midfield and attack. And I'm not...
Okay, well, let's do the midfield and attack. We'll come back and we'll name our 23 at the end because this is a juggling act and it's very, very difficult getting the numbers down. Remember that in Euro 2020, the squads were 26, was it? They increased the numbers because of COVID.
Yeah.
And that made it a lot easier to get all the numbers in. And now we're down to 23 and it does become a juggling act. Mm-hmm. So midfield, the shortlist here is, and we really, our midfield depth is really not as big as it used to be. It's actually quite not much depth at all, actually, in our midfield. So we are one or two injuries away from disaster in midfield. We need to pray our midfielders stay fit. So we've got Locatelli, Jorginho, Cristante, Barella, Fratesi, Bonaventura, Pellegrini, Folorunshu, Colpani, Pessina, Verratti. I'm still including him in the shortlist, even though it's unlikely. Cassade, Fabian, Bove. So five or six midfielders really we have to be picked. Maybe five, but we'll see. Who are you going for?
I'm going for six midfielders, and my right centre mid, Fratesi Barella, left centre mid, Pellegrini and Pessina, and the regista, Locatelli and Jorginho.
I'm in agreement on the right. I go for the same as you, Barella and Fratesi. The regista is the same as you, Locatelli and Jorginho. Pellegrini agreed. Then it's a difficult one for me. Do I go Pessina? I agree. I'm not going to include Bonaventura. Do I go Pessina and go for another more kind of attacking midfielder? Or do I go Cristante and bring a holding midfielder, like somebody that's more of a destroyer, you know, which we don't really have any of those in our current midfield at all, because Jorginho isn't, nor is Locatelli. They're ball playing registas, whereas do we want to pick a hard man? Like, you know, I'm not a fan of Cristante, but you know, you'd think you have to bring one. Usually you would bring one, and I think in Spalletti's mind maybe he does bring him, but would I bring him? I
think Barella.
Know.
Barella has played.
And also,
there.
I'm looking at the maths.
Barella has played there for Conte when needed to, so he can do a job there if needed. We're talking like towards the end of games, if you're looking to defend a lead kind of thing, and I would play. You could play Barella there. He's done it before.
Okay. Well, in that case, then you won me over. I'll go Pessina if I'm going to go with a six, but I might have to chop Pessina if the numbers don't add up at the end, because this is, again, really, really difficult getting it down to 23. So provisionally, I'm going to go Pessina as my sixth centre midfielder. That brings us on to the forward list. This is an absolute nightmare trying to pick a bunch of attackers from here. So I'm going to read out the short list. Most of them as bad as each other. So here we go. Chiesa, Zaniolo, Politano, Ussolini, Zaccagni, El Shaarawy, Nyonto, Grifo, Raspadori, Schiamacca, Retegui, Moise Kean, Lorenzo Luca, Ciro Immobile. Now, before I ask you, Nima, first of all, again, Spalletti's going to have to decide before he picks his squad, am I going with a 3-4-2-1? Am I going for a 3-5-2? Am I going for a 4-3-3? Because that is going to determine who he picks and also the number of players that he picks. Because if he's going for a 3-4-2-1, then he doesn't definitely probably doesn't need any more than five forwards. Could even argue four if we're including Pellegrini or even Pessina or even Fratesi as one of the two behind the one. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So this is where it kind of the formation is important.
Chiesa and Raspadori can play on the wings wide. If you want to play a 4-3-3 in certain games. And Scamacca and Retegui are...
And Raspadori can play centre as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Scamacca and Retegui are more prime punta. So for my, it's my four are Chiesa, Raspadori, Scamacca, Retegui. Because whether you're playing a 3-5-2 or a 4-3-3, they all function in that system. So I'm not too worried about that, to be honest. And also, if you're playing a 4-3-3, remember when Mancini played Pellegrini as an inverted wide player in a 4-3-3, which worked, and he was rather good in that as well, in that system. So I'm not too worried. I think this is what, you know, this is the squad I would go with, these 23 players. The three in goal, which I mentioned, Donnarumma.
Okay, hang on. Let's just further discuss the attack, because I want to say who mine are or who mine aren't, because right now I can say that the only person I can say 100% I would pick now is probably Chiesa. That's it. Then I want to see the last 2 months of the season. I want to see who finishes the season well, who's fit as well, who finishes the season well, and also, hopefully by then it becomes a little bit clearer as well what formation he's going to use, even though I agree with your reasoning. If I had to pick my attackers now, today, for the Euros tomorrow, I'd probably go Chiesa. I would go Raspadori, because I think he understands what Spalletti wants from him, and I think that that's important. I would go Wilfried Nyonto. I don't trust any of the others. Nyonto is playing really well for Leeds. He's been maybe our most in-form attacker in 2024. I know it's the Championship, but the Championship's a high level now, and so I would go Nyonto. I would have in if Moise Kean plays as the number of games he played between August and November before his injury, I would trust Moise Kean over all the other number nines, honestly, because I like the fact that he's got pace, he can hold the ball up, he's physical, and Spalletti really likes him. The only problem is I don't think he's going to get enough games between now and the end of the season. So he for that reason, he probably won't get in. But if he did get enough games, I would trust him over the others. And then Scamacca and Retegui, like, can you? I don't know whether you can take both of them. If you're going to take Raspadori, can you take Raspadori, Scamacca, and Retegui? You know, I don't know. I think it's going to be one of Scamacca or Retegui.
I don't know. I don't understand
why he will take both.
But they're different kinds of players. Retegui is more of a fox in the box, and Scamacca you can use more
because he can only play one or the other.
Yeah. You need to have different roles and different to play in different formations. I think, you know, Scamacca, he's a target man more. Retegui is more a killer in the box. So you don't necessarily, you can play them together, but you don't need to. Raspadori and Scamacca, we know, can play fantastically well together. So that already is a combination that works. And Chiesa and Retegui, if Chiesa stops sulking, and actually tries to do something, you know, that, and listen to Spalletti and what Spalletti wants. Otherwise, I don't see the point in bringing Chiesa, to be honest. At this point, if he's going to continue this attitude that he's got and sulk and demonstrably disobey instructions, then I'd leave him out, to be honest, because it's pointless.
Yeah. The problem is that you have to gamble on Chiesa because you need to have one attacker that you know has the ability to be a difference maker.
Yeah, but at some point, Carlo, at some potential, I agree with that. But at some point, it becomes a situation where you can have all the talent in the world, but if you're going to actively disobey the tactics of the coach because you're unhappy with being played in a position that you don't want to play in, then you know, just stay out of it. Like, it's just best for everyone if he doesn't come, because this is like it's ridiculous, because no one stands to gain from this. Italy stands to lose only if Chiesa is called up and insists on sulking and not doing what Spalletti wants him to do in a 3-5-2. It's a complete waste of everyone's time.
Yeah, well, that's a conversation the two of them are certainly going to have to have. But yeah, I'm going to go Chiesa, Nyonto. I'm going to pick Zaniolo. I'm going to provisionally pick Kean. I know that will sound absolutely mad right now, but that's on the proviso that he plays enough games, otherwise he's out. I'm going to go Raspadori as well, and then I'm going to pick one of Scamacca or Retegui, depending on who ends the season better. That's six players. But, you know, again, I might have to lose one of those players, depending on, you know, who ends up getting picked. So go on then, you do your 23. Yeah. This is so hard Donnarumma, to get it down to 23. Try your best.
So Donnarumma, Vicario, Provedel, those three. And then Di Lorenzo, Darmian, Acerbi, Buongiorno, Bastoni, Calafiori. That's... together with three of six, that's nine. Then you have Cambiasso, Bellanova, Di Marco, Udoggi. That's 13. And then in midfield, it's Locatelli, Jorginho, Barella, Fratesi, Pellegrini, Pessina. That brings me up to 19. And then the last four, if Chiesa stops sulking like a child, Chiesa, and Scamacca,
like a bimbo minchia.
Bimbo minchia, yeah. I mean, it's big time bimbo minchia attitude right now with him. Chiesa, if he stops being a bimbo minchia, then Raspadori, Scamacca, Retegui. So Raspadori Scamacca-Retegui, Chiesa. I want to call up Chiesa because I think he is a fantastic player, but he needs to stop sulking and demonstrably not doing what Spalletti wants him to do. With Juve, it's a different situation with Allegri because we don't know what's going to happen there. But Spalletti ain't going anywhere. This is a tournament. You need everyone with you. And if Chiesa feels that he has nothing to prove and he wants everything to be built around him, then Spalletti is just going to have to chop him off. Like, he can't come. Or if Chiesa is willing to sacrifice himself and actually, not sacrifice himself more, but actually give himself to the system and say, look, actually drop everything that's happened at Juve. This is Italy. This is a short tournament. This is the system we want to play, and understand what he wants him to do and really apply himself to do that. Then I think Chiesa could have a, not just a starting role, but a starring role in this Italy.